Now, we've looked at the Constitution, particularly Article 3, which seems, and all the relevant articles which seems to constrict the power of Parliament to consider certain kinds of bills. It appears to us that the establishment of the Office of the Special Prosecutor is not one of those bills that the Constitution substantially limits our capacity to consider. Now, so we're going to go forward and consider the bill and probably pass it into law. Now, if he strongly feels that we do not have the constitutional right and capacity to pass such a bill into law, the option is open to him to go to the Supreme Court to challenge the authority of Parliament. The only impartial arbiter in this matter is the court. And so we are convinced that we have the authority. We've looked at the Constitution. It appears that we have the authority to do that. You know, and I've had many commentaries about the bill. For instance, I agree with him when he says that in the Constitution, exclusive responsibility for the initiation and prosecution of offences is vested in the Attorney General. Exclusive. I agree. But the Constitution again says that the Attorney General can delegate this responsibility. And that is why we have many other, by fiat, and that's why we have many other institutions prosecuted in the name of the Attorney General. The Special Prosecutor will be prosecuted in the name of the Attorney General.
Alhaji Fuseni said the committee has made progress on the bill, and following its first reading, the entire House can also make inputs into it.
Precisely because we are concerned that when the bill was first introduced into Parliament, we said under a certificate of urgency, we said that the bill must be taken through the normal legislative process. Now, Parliament agreed that it should be taken through that process. Then, thereafter, we organized a stakeholders' engagement, and it was massively patronized and attended. And then we went to Kofi Edua to do a clause-by-clause consideration of the bill. And as I speak to you, about 110 amendments have been filed to the bill. It means that we have, at all stages of the consideration of the bill, taken cognizance of people's varied opinion about how we design and fashion out an institution that will meet the legitimate expectations of the people of Ghana. This is the third stage we are in, to lay the report and consider and go into the consideration stage, where we look at the clauses again as Parliament, and then propose amendments to some clauses to ground the bill on firm foundation.
Ranking member on the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee of Parliament, Alhaji Yunusa Fuseni.